Hey, this is Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church, and I wanted to give an update to Sarah Silverman about this Adam Fannin, you know, saying all these different things about you, calling you a witch, saying you're the Zionist whore, saying that, you know, you deserve to die. Well, I do have some good news for you. Adam Fannin is fired from Steadfast Baptist Church, but it's not for the reason that you think. It's not for anything he said about you. It's actually because 6 months ago, we found out this guy's a liar, this guy's a railer, this guy's super selfish. And, you know, the character of him is just a rail. So I'm not surprised that he would even rail on someone like you, someone who's very wicked and ungodly and, you know, hates the Lord. But he calls you a Zionist. He said that you were a witch. I don't know that those things are true. And the Bible makes it clear, even if we were dealing with someone so ungodly and wicked as Sarah Silverman, that we ought not just bring up a railing accusation. The Bible even says in Jude chapter number 1, I'll read for you. It says, "Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee." So according to the Bible, even if we're going to attack someone that's very wicked or expose their wickedness or their evil, we ought not bring up a railing accusation, something that's false, something that's not true. They ought to be exposed for the things that they are saying, the things that they have done. Now, here's some things that Sarah Silverman has said. Sarah Silverman has said that she would love to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ again if given the opportunity. Now, that's obviously blasphemous. That's very wicked. I can't believe she would be so brazen to say something against our Savior, our Creator, the one that gave her life and breath. And she even takes it a step further. I've seen her make a video where she has this queer looking sissy that's claiming to be Jesus, which is nothing like what Jesus looked like. And she asks him this question. She says, "Hey, when does life begin?" And this queer looking sissy that's claiming to be Jesus says, "Well, fertilized eggs is not life." Trying to insinuate that so when a woman and a man come together and they conceive, that it's somehow not a child, that it's just some scientific experiment or it's just a fertilized egg. Well, that's just blasphemous. That's wrong. The Bible makes it very clear in Matthew chapter number 1 that that would be a child. The Bible tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ himself being in the mother, in his mother's womb, Mary. It says in verse 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. So that just destroys both of her wicked, blasphemous statements. We know that Jesus Christ was God with us, and we ought not speak evil of the Lord Jesus Christ. And additionally, we see that Mary was with child. When women get pregnant, they get pregnant with children, Sarah, not with some fertilized egg. And she's some big feminist proponent. She's advocating for abortion, for murder, for the killing of babies, for taking babies out of the womb and destroying them. And you know, the Bible does address this in Psalms 58. It talks about wicked people and how God feels about them. It says in Psalms 58, it says, "Yea, in heart ye work wickedness, ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth." And people that commit abortion, it's violent, it's murder, it's something that the Bible would prescribe the death penalty for. That's why the Bible goes on to say, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be cut in pieces as a snail which melteth. Let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun." These wicked, violent people, the Bible says that the psalmist is praying prayers against them, that God would destroy them, just like they want to destroy innocent, precious children, like Sarah Silverman, wanting to murder babies and kill babies. And the Bible gives a strong warning against the people that would blaspheme God and to hate God. The Bible warns that they could become reprobate. In Romans chapter number 1, the Bible talks about these people who hate the Lord. They don't want to even retain him in their knowledge. It says in Romans chapter number 1, I want to read for you. It says in verse 22, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fool." Sarah Silverman's a fool for rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, her Creator. She's very blasphemous, and if she hasn't already, she's very close in danger of being a reprobate. I mean, the Bible warns that they who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever, amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So according to the Bible, those that would be homosexual, as the world would call it, or as we say sodomites, they're reprobate according to the Bible. They hate God, they rejected God, and God's rejected them and given them over to all kinds of wickedness and filthy abominations. And Sarah Silverman promotes all these kind of sodomy, and she promotes abortion, she promotes murder. I'm wondering if she's not reprobate already. If she probably is. And those that are reprobate, I have no love for. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I hope that they die. I hope that they melt away like a snail. I hope that God breaks their teeth and their mouth. And you know what? I'm not sympathetic towards them. I'm not going to apologize for them. And even though Adam Fannin, you know, the broken clock is right twice a day, I'm not going to sit here and excuse, you know, his railing. But he is right that Sarah Silverman's wicked. It is right that she's blasphemous. And you know what? I have no love for those that hate the Lord. The Bible says, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be an anathema, Maranatha. Thanks and have a great day.